السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الرب مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. الرب مفتي صاحب the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا تاو تكنيشن. Brother Junaid Khan, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Ramadan Mubarak 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius and few other countries. In majority of the towns, cities, countries, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, is already the 25th of Ramadan Mubarak today. And mashallah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, and that is regarding radiance, effulgence, and verses number 53, 54, and 55. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us about the Munafiqeen. You see, when you go to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, you will find one word they use very often, Nafaq. Nafaq refers to the tunnel. So you are in the tunnel and the people from on top cannot see you. And similarly, you are at the bottom, so they, you cannot see them. So Munafiqeen is very similar, that they conceal their hatred for Islam. And they'll say outwardly that they are Muslim, but inside the inner recesses of their heart, they reject Islam and they despise Islam also. And they want to play a game, they want to fool people. So yeah, these people, they were prepared to take big, big oaths and solemn oaths that, you know what, if the commandment comes that we must go out to fight the enemy, then we will go out. Oh, Almighty Allah said that you are big liars. The entire Surah, Surah Munafiqun, chapter 63, and it comprises 11 verses. Oh, Almighty Allah expose all the hypocrisy. And remember, such people will end up eventually in the worst, worst place in Jahannam and Hellfire, even worse than the Kuffar and the non-Muslims. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Verily, the hypocrites will be dispatched to the lowest, lowest layer and dungeon and prison of Jahannam. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Chapter 4, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 145. So we should know everything is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ. And they, the hypocrites, chapter 24, verse 53. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ. And they take oaths by Allah Jalla Wala. They swear in the name of Almighty Allah. جَهْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Solemn oaths, big, big oaths. بِاللَّهِ تَاللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ. Like that. So many various oaths they will take. لَإِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ. That if you command, that if you command them, لَإِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ, that if you command them to go out, then they must fight the enemy. لَيَخْرُجُنْ. Then definitely, surely they will go out. You see the word there, what lam in the beginning, noon in the ending, it means surely, surely they will go out. But we saw what they did in the Battle of Uhud. You must remember that they walked away there. We saw what they did in the Battle of Ahzab in the coalition. We saw what they said against Mother Aisha radiallahu anha. And 16 verses of Surah Nur were revealed. Chapter 24, verses 11 to 26. So all this Quran carries on, and today the amount and quantity has increased many, many fold, as you will see when I'm mentioning the news, views, as interviews. So Qul, you address them, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tuqsimu. There's no need for you to take oath, a big oath or small oath. Ta'atun ma'rufa. Obedience is well known. If you are sincere, you will go out in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But you, when the call is made, then you say, Inna buyutana awra. Wa ma hiya bi awra. I yuriduna illa firara. Then they say, no, there's nobody by our houses, and we need some protection there. And their whole aim is to take flight from the battlefield. So today, when the Israelis, Hitler's children, the biggest terrorists on earth, the biggest haramis, illegitimate bees, you see how they are murdering, massacring the Palestinians daily. Where are the Muslim countries? Where are the Arab countries? You can quote me in any part of the world. We are dealing with Muslim Arab leaders, majority of them murtads out of the fall of Islam, and the others are munafiqeen and hypocrites. Remember that. Maybe 3-4 of them are Muslim, but majority of them either murtads and apostates and enemies of Islam, or munafiqeen and hypocrites. So Qul la tuqsimu, don't take your big oaths here. Ta'atun ma'rufa. Your actions speak louder than words, you see. So inna Allah khabirun bima ta'malun. Verily Almighty Allah is all aware of your deeds. Fil khalwa wal jalwa, in privacy and public, what you are doing. Qul, say Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Then you must obey Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, the Quran Sharif, wa ati'u Rasul, and you must obey Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These people who call themselves Quraniyun, they say the Quran Sharif is sufficient for us. The Quran itself is telling you, you must obey Nabi alayhi salam. How are you going to obey Nabi alayhi salam when you reject the Sunnah Mubarakah, when you reject the Ahadith Mubarakah of Nabi alayhi salam? So remember, then this commandment here will become redundant, Allah forbid. Any person rejects the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam is also murtad out of the fall of Islam. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. And I told you yesterday, you will not find a single place in the Quran Sharif where ita'at, obedience, is mentioned of Almighty Allah, and you will not find Rasul after that. So always where Allah speaks of obedience to Allah, you will find immediately after that the word Rasul is mentioned. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ. So Almighty Allah is showing us there is no obedience to Almighty Allah unless we are obedient to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, and if they turn away from you, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the message, the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ. So upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are your responsibilities, the mandate which Almighty Allah gave you. وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ, and for you, the people, is your responsibilities. You will be held responsible for your vices and sins. You can't blame anybody else. So every person will have to take personal responsibility. وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا, and if you obey him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَهْتَدُوا, then only will you be on the right path. If you say, I just follow Allah, I follow Quran, it means you're not interested in Nabi alayhi wa sallam. So you do so at your own peril, and you go out of the fold of Islam. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. And upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the message upon you, your responsibility is what? وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ. The responsibility upon the messenger is إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ, nothing but to convey the clear message and the explicit message of the oneness of Almighty Allah and of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Islam is the only savior and means of salvation. There is no such thing as Abrahamic Accord. There is no such thing. We have to bootleg America or Israel, who are our worst enemies. So that is the failure of the Ummah today. Now listen how Allah will change the landscape, but we have to play our part. وَعَدَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah has already promised you, those who have through iman and faith, from you, the Muslims through Muslims, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those who continue with the righteous deeds and actions, لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Surely Almighty Allah will make you the successors, the rulers on this earth. See, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you had Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhumah, and then Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an. These are the rulers. They conquered half the world basically, and how much the people feared them. Allah gave them that they became the Khalifa and the rulers. And then before all this took place, the World War I, World War II, then you had the Ottoman Empire. They rule continents. They rule for 640 years. So Allah will make you the rulers on this earth. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. As Almighty Allah made the others, the rulers on the earth before them. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ. And Almighty Allah will establish for them with authority دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ, the religion which he has selected and chosen. See the Taliban, they are ruling. And now they are telling America and all, you go to hell, you don't come and interfere in our affairs here. And now they are cutting deals with everybody. So this is just a small example, obviously. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And surely Almighty Allah will change the fear that you are experienced into security and safety if you practice on this deen of Islam. All times, all places, يَعْبُدُونَنِي, they must worship me alone. لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا, don't ascribe, associate anybody, anything with me. There's no America, there's no Israel, there's no Europe. We can do so on our own if we have the iman and the faith and conviction in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ, and whosoever rejects this, the truth after it dawns upon them, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, they are the transgressors. They have gone beyond the parameters and the boundaries of Islam. Fisk means الخروج عن الطاعة, people who go beyond what Almighty Allah has designated for them. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 24th of Ramadan, 1446 South Africa and majority countries, 25th of Ramadan. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. One of our Palestinians went there in northern Israel and sent one 185-year-old Jutla straight to hell. So we say, very good. We have no empathy, sympathy for any Jutla in Israel. Remember that. You come and murder our people. You murder 250,000 people. You murder and injure who you want to. You rape our women. You rape our men. And you incarcerate them. And then you got the audacity to say you want peace. We say, go to hell, Jutla. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. That is our stance, and we make it very, very clear. Now the Jutla stole Hamas. Hamas said, we are prepared to release 5 hostages. The Jutlas are emboldened now because Trump is on their side. They say, no, we don't want 5, we want 11. So go to hell, we won't give you 5 also. So that is how it will work now. So you want to play tough, so we will play tough. It's not Trump who got the Trump card. We have the Trump card. your people will fret there in the tunnels, and they will die like dogs also because of your stupidity, and the world is seeing who the real terrorists are, and so forth. Yesterday, the last count, this was yesterday, they murdered and martyred 65 people there in Palestine. Amongst them were the journalists, Jazeera journalists. They can murder babies. They can murder innocent men and women. They can murder journalists. They can do what they want to. They can kill the United Nations staff and do what they want to. They must be kicked out and expelled from United Nations and FIFA. They must be expelled from all the Arab countries. But to need all that, you need Iman, which the rulers today don't have. The rulers themselves are pakka murtads and munafiqeen. That is what you see. Now you know, there's a big shot guy there. He's a lawyer and whatever. Now these Jutla names are a bit difficult also. But his name is Dershowitz. So Dershowitz or whatever. He says that Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, is suffering from a derangement syndrome. His brains are not working properly. So therefore he wants to kill. You know why? He wants to kill the commission that will investigate the 7th October 2023. He wants to kill the court cases. He wants to kill all the charges against him. So what he does, a diversion, go and kill the Palestinians. And then end of March, before that, the budget will pass. And that's how the right-wingers, not right-wingers, the terrorists, we must call them the right name. They are the biggest terrorist haramis. Turkey, over 1,000 people detained. The people are protesting in their thousands and thousands. United Nations will scale down their operation in Gaza because Israel is murdering and killing so many people, including United Nations staff members and so forth. So there you have it. You can see what's really happening. Israel attacks a hospital and you see that is a war crime. So they are the whole cabinet of war criminals. They are army, most moral army. So you must remember the most immoral army. That is what you must tell the world. That is Israel and the Jews, the baby killers and the murderers of prophets and messengers. That is what they are. Tesla car owners are selling their cars because they say we don't want this. People are burning the vehicles. Very good. Elon Musk thought that he will have Trump and he can rule the world. Both Trump and he, Musk, and Israel, the triangle of evil. So remember, the axis of evil are getting disgraced, humiliated locally, nationally, and globally. That is Allah Ta'ala's system. Go read the Haaretz newspaper, and you will see what's written there. The Jewish newspaper. They say the Minister of Justice in Israel, Levine, must resign immediately. It's a disgrace, you must remember that. Venezuela is accepting the people who are deported from U.S. They land there in Caracas and then they welcome them and so forth. So that is Trump trumpeting away, you must remember that. He is going to cause the downfall of America and inshallah, people yesterday, day for yesterday, in 50 states, they had marches everywhere against Trump and Musk. You must remember that. They say we anti-Trump and anti-Musk. So you can see the momentum is increasing in all 50 states of America. So that is what they did. You know what Israel did yesterday? They attacked the Red Cross. And then they harm them and so forth. You know, now they're guilty. So what they say? They said, no, we got the directions wrong. Can you believe all this nonsense they speak? You must remember, they will murder babies. They will rape the women. They will rape the men. They will do whatever they want to. And for everything, they got an excuse. The only language they understand is one settler, one bullet. And that is what Hamas did to them. Hamas sent 15,000 plus minus of their soldiers straight to hell. We say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. We're very proud of Hamas. They sent 78,000. We say plus minus 100,000 soldiers. And they are injured. We said we salute Hamas. No Arab country, no Muslim country could do that, what Hamas did. We are the followers of Yahya Sinwar, of Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, of Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, and our brother Ismail Haniya. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ لَنَّا تَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ. We can't forget the words of Ismail Haniya, who was martyred by the Kuffar Shias, remember that. They set him up, as they did what Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, they in Karbala, who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein. Not the Sunnis. You must be an idiot to believe that. You must remember that. Today, all the evidence is there. We sent it out to you so many a time. From the Shia books, remember that. To show you that the Shias, they admit to it. قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاهِ. Tabrasi writes in his book Ihtijaj that yes, we murdered, martyred Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we martyred Sayyidina Hussein. And we used the swords and the spears made in from India. So every book of theirs we can show you where they admit to it. Imam Zainul Abideen is a book, the title, printed by Mu'assasatul Balagh, and in there they admit also. They martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh. So these are our leaders, remember that. So Israel is a cursed nation, and forever Almighty Allah will punish them. No one can give them honor. They are the swines and the pigs, as mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60. And if you don't believe that, you join them, the Jutla straight in hell. And chapter 7, verse 167, Allah will continuously punish them right till the day of Qiyamah. إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them. So Hitler did a good job. What we must apologize. He was right on many issues. He was right. So remember, the Hindus and the Buddhists are in big dispute now because they got Hindufta with Modi leading the charge. You see that? Anti-Muslim, anti-Christian, anti-Buddhist, anti-Sikh. So now Hindufta, the Hindu kingdom. But remember, the world is seeing the second apartheid regime, and that is Israel number one and India number two. That everybody who's a non-Hindu is treated second class, third class, fourth class. So they are now in Bihar and other places, big dispute. They say, the Hindus, this is our temple. The Buddhists say, no, this is our temple. So this is the game they play. Akram, who is arrested there in Istanbul, has been nominated, selected, elected, call whatever you want, as the presidential candidate for the opposition. The elections are scheduled for 2028, but from now, already there are so many problems there. Now listen to the donkeys. That's the only word I can use. The foreign minister of Egypt, he wants to impress, you must remember, the Europeans and Americans. Listen to what he says. Sisi is a murtad. His cabinet are kafirs. You can quote me anywhere. You must remember that. The truth has to be spoken. Remember this. So Sisi and his cabinet are kuffar. See what they say now. So the Egyptian foreign minister says, no Palestinian group will rule Gaza, meaning it won't be Hamas, it won't be Palestinian Authority. So who the hell will it be? You, Egyptians. You are a Ghaddar, you are Khaineen, you are Murtaddeen, and you are Haramiyeen. So you are the Haramis, that you are the bootlickers, remember that. That you sold out Islam, you sold out Palestine, you sold out Aqsa. You were the first country to make so-called peace, Anwar Sadat, and therefore they dispatched him to hell. When Khalid Istanbuli pulled that trigger, and they told him, what the hell are you doing? He said, I killed the Firaun of this Zamana. Understand that the tragedy is the Muslim Ummah, 90% are jahil, ignorant. Ignorant of Islam, ignorant of Quran, ignorant of Sunnah, ignorant of Fiqh. That is the truth. 90% ignorant, just carry on like fools and idiots, you must remember, follow the Pied Piper. Learn your history. Quran said Iqra. For what Quran is telling us Iqra? Not once but twice in the first five verses. A nation can never become the leaders unless you read, you read, you read. From the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, from the fountain to the mountain. Then you will become something. Just sit and watch TV the whole day. Khana, peena, sona, pahana. Eat, drink and sleep and waste your time and kill time. So you think you're going to do something. That is the truth. Nobody wants to tell you the truth. So remember this. So this is the Egyptian. Sell our donkeys, idiots. Remember that. Medina buses, they serve, you must remember, more than 850,000 people. A woman lady in Switzerland was charged 100 Swiss francs, that's 110 US dollars, for wearing the niqab. Jordan, the king says, we must expel the Hamas leaders. So you see, that's another murtad harami. Okay, yay, in South Africa, one guy was caught with child pornography. It took the authorities 40 days to download it. So how much pornography he had? Malema says, kill the boy. And the Americans are getting upset and so forth. They say maybe Tony Leon, maybe he might become the ambassador to the U.S. So inshallah, the programs will continue today. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.